Two cups of sugar, crack the egg, look out the window and... That's the castle sorcerer walking by! Oh, they're so mysterious and dark. Do I want to be them? Or do I want to be with them? Oh, they're struggling with all those potion bottles. I have some cookies I finished. Huh? All right, I need to be brave. I'm not even going to take off my apron. I'm going to go for it. Hi there. Let me help you with those bottles. They look like they're ready to spill out of your box. It's okay. I was just working at the bakery and I saw you outside the window. Walk this way. Sure. We're going to the potion shop, right? Set them down here. Okay. Whew. You're welcome. It's Halloween, so you're supposed to help each other and be nice, right? That's Christmas. Ah. Well, I really like your look. Yeah, your robes are so beautiful. Here, I baked some cookies this morning. They're in the shape of pumpkins. I'd like you to have one. I hope you like it. They walked away. I didn't have a chance to ask if they were coming to the festival. But they took my cookie. They're actually going to eat something I made. Oh, I knew today was going to be special. I should get back to work. Where's my vanilla? Oh, in my apron pocket. I don't remember putting it there. Oh well, I need to hurry and get these pumpkin cakes done. They're going to the castle tonight. Maybe they'll eat more of my food there. I can't believe I got to talk to the castle sorcerer. I wonder what they're always brooding about. Maybe they lost a tragic love. Or they're unraveling the mysteries of the universe and want to rip off the face of the gods. How do they get their eyeliner to look so cool? All right, back to work. You are a sorcerer for a grand castle on All Hallows' Eve. After locking yourself in your laboratory for hours, you are disturbed by the sounds of chaos. Curious, you descend the stone steps of your castle tower. Your cape billowing out behind you dramatically. The sight that greets you in the castle foyer is chaos. Orange pumpkin cakes sail through the air like birds of prey, descending on the helpless courtiers below who shriek in terror. You see one cake tormenting the master of coin. Smashing itself into his mouth, He gags on the orange frosting. Then his clothing opens like the petals on a flower, revealing a fantastic vampire costume underneath. He spits out his fake fangs and runs down the hallway, screaming. Disturbed but not intimidated, you vanquish the cursed cake with your magic before it can put you in a costume. Hi. Castle Sorcerer? You see the baker girl who helped you this morning, brandishing her spatula like a sword as she hides under a big table. Narrowing your eyes, you dash forward and join her under the tablecloth. The cakes seem to be moving on. I think they migrate like birds. Hey, you can't just grab me by my collar like that. Why not? Because it's very distracting, and I need to focus if I'm going to save everyone. Oh, you grabbed me because you think it's my fault. Nuh-uh, it's your fault. Yeah, one of your potions fell into my apron. I thought it was vanilla extract. Oh, sorry, yeah, I'll keep my voice down. Which potion bottle was it? Oh, I don't know. But here, I brought it with me. Yeah. I came to find you, so I figured I should bring the empty bottle. I'm a baker, not a powerful sorcerer. But I brought some of the unused batter from the cakes as well. I thought you might need it. I'm brilliant. I'm gonna die from blushing too much. Thank you. I just tried to get what you might need. I brought salt, too. It kills things. Oh, I'm really getting hugged under the table by the castle sorcerer. You know, I thought you were so brooding and closed off, but you're kind of passionate, aren't you? Yeah, and you have captivating eyes. They're so intense. Right, focus. Can I watch you fix everything and save everyone effortlessly? Since apparently I'm brilliant and brought what you need to fix the cursed cakes. Yay! I did it quietly. I'm cheering for you, okay? I can't wait to watch the cake rain down like hellfire. And for everyone to be back to normal. Please don't glare at me like that. Yeah, some people didn't get costumes, they just got naked. I never thought I would see a merchant's bare ass like that. Okay, you're getting up. I'll watch you. Here, let me get the tablecloth for you. There you go. This is so cool. I can't believe I get to see them in action. Everything is gonna be okay. And this is the best Halloween ever. Hello, Castle Sorcerer? Hi. You kind of fainted after you fixed everything. I hope it's okay. I put your head in my lap. I figured it was the least I could do. You were right. It is my fault. Oh, yeah, everyone is fine. A lot of people are laughing about it now, and some people still have their costumes on. Apparently, the cake tastes really good once the curse is lifted, too. Oh, don't worry, I saved you a slice. Oh, here, you have a bit on your cheek. I'll just brush that off for you. He worked hard today, so please just rest. I'll take care of you. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And give a long, slow exhale out. Good. What did you just ask me? Do I want to be your apprentice? You're messing with me, right? You're serious? Yes, I promise I'd be a good student and I'd bring you a fresh cookie each morning before your lesson. It's a deal. You're smiling. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Oh, by the gods. It's a deal. Thank you. I'm so happy we'll get to spend more time together. This is the best Halloween ever. Thank you. You're every bit as sweet as I knew you could be.